Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Intruders by Stephen Koontz, performed by Benjamin L. Darcy. Eternal Father, strong to save, whose arm does bind the restless wave, who biddest the mighty ocean deep its own appointed limits keep. O hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. The Navy Hymn, William Whiting. 1. The huge ship towered above the pier that projected into the bay. The rain falling from a low slate-colored sky made everything look dark and wet. The ship, the pier, the trucks, even the sailors hurrying to and fro. At the gate at the head of the pier stood a portable guard shack, where a sailor huddled with the collar of his peacoat turned up, his hands thrust deep into his pockets. There was no heater in the wooden shack, so the air here was no warmer than it was outside, but at least he was out of the wind. Raw and wet, the swirling air lashed at unprotected flesh and cut like a knife through thin trousers. The sailor looked yet again up at the projecting flight deck of the great ship, at the tails and wing butts of the aircraft sticking over the edge. Then his eyes wandered back along the ship's length, over 1,000 feet. The gray steel behemoth looked so permanent, so solid, one almost had to accept on faith the notion that it was indeed a ship that could move at will upon the oceans. It looked, the sailor decided, like a cliff of blue-black granite. Streams of water trickled from scuppers high on the edge of the flight deck. When the wind gusted, these dribbles scattered and became an indistinguishable part of the rain. In the lulls, the streams splattered randomly against the pier. The camels that wedged the hull away from the pilings and the restless black water of the bay. The sailor watched the continuous march of small swells as they surged against the oil containment booms, swirled trash against the pilings, and lapped nervously against the hull of the ship. Of course, the ship didn't move. She lay as motionless as if she were resting on bedrock. Yet she was floating upon that oily black wet stuff, the sailor mused. This 95,000 tons of steel would get underway tomorrow morning, steam across the bay and through the Golden Gate. All her 80 aircraft were already aboard, all except the last one that was just now being lifted by a crane onto the forward starboard elevator, Elevator 1. This past week had been spent loading bombs, bullets.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?